It's a little past 8:30 on Saturday morning, and Scott Walker is about to make his first run of the day through a stump speech he knows by heart. He's in Council Bluffs, Iowa, at a Hy-Vee grocery store in a smallish conference room that's too small for this standing room only crowd. People are fanning themselves to stay cool as Walker begins.
Well, it's great to be here. You know, this week we just announced something on Monday, so I get to be here in Council Bluffs for the very first time and say, I'm Scott Walker, I'm running for president, and I'm asking for your vote.
Walker's speech starts out as a checklist for Iowa conservatives. He mentions that he cut taxes, defunded Planned Parenthood, and signed a voter ID law. He name-drops six-term Iowa Republican Governor Terry Branstad. And on this trip, Walker tells the story of how he lived in Plainfield, Iowa as a boy and went door to door to raise money to buy an Iowa flag for the town hall.
That's the kind of people we are here in the Midwest. You know, we stand up for what's right. We do the right thing. We don't make a lot of fuss about it. We just do it. And I think that's what we need now more than ever in Washington. You see, America is a can-do kind of country. We just got a government in Washington that can't quite seem to get the job done.
Walker speaks to his biggest crowd of the day in an auditorium at a conservative Christian event attended by other 2016 GOP hopefuls, the Family Leadership Summit in Ames. The audience here is more of a wild card for Walker, since by all indications, they can ask pretty much anything. One man thinks judges are not upholding the Constitution.
Why is it that these people are not brought to justice? Why are they not arrested?
Another thinks lobbyists control politicians.
My question is this. Can we outlaw lobbyists?
Walker sits calmly in his chair, unfazed. He uses the question about arresting judges to talk about the kind of judges he would appoint. Walker uses the question about lobbyists to launch into his stump speech about his fight with unions.
When we talk about reform, one of the things we did in Wisconsin was to take power out of the hands of the big government special interest and put it firmly into the hands of the hardworking taxpayers.
This is the only event of the day where Walker wears a tie. From there, it's back to blue jeans and a short-sleeve button-down shirt. At every stop, Walker tells a story that reporters on the Walker beat know almost word for word by now, about how he shops at Kohl's to find bargains. It's ostensibly a metaphor for economic policy, but it's also a way for Walker to tell voters he's like them.
If I'm going to go to Kohl's and buy a shirt, I go to the rack that says it was $29.99, and now it's $19.99. And then we go up to the cash register and we pull out that little insert from the Sunday newspaper that has a little scratch-off thing that gets you an extra discount.
After more than 300 miles of driving through Iowa, Walker makes his fifth and final stop of the day at a farm. The farm is immaculate. His campaign sign hangs from a barn painted deep red. Behind him stretches a quintessential Iowa vista, a cornfield, a wind turbine, a tractor, grain bins, an Iowa flag. But this is not your typical day on the farm. Bright artificial lights shine on the governor as he speaks. A campaign camera crew captures his every move. Among the everyman symbols, there are signs of political stagecraft and a campaign that's already in full swing. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.